Vice President Kwesi Amisa-Arthur has announced that government is working out a strategy for more funds to support the development of the social sector. Part of the strategy is to reduce the level of government spending by involving more private sector participation in the economy. The Vice President made the announcement at a town hall meeting with the Ghanaian community on the sidelines of an extraordinary ECOWAS summit in Dakar, Senegal. Here is a news desk report.
The projects, he said, include schools, hospitals, roads and seaports. The vice president said the government is committed to the development of social projects. However, the implementation of the single spine salary structure had increased the public service salary bill and made the delivery of government projects difficult. Mr. Emisa-Arthur explained that the government had to go for the new Eurobond, which has a much lower interest rate and use part to pay for an expensive old one. On the issue of the poor performance among some basic schools back at home, Vice President Emisa-Arthur said the government would do its part by training quality teachers and providing the needed infrastructure. He, however, advised chiefs and parents in the communities where performance was poor to get involved in ensuring effective teaching and learning to reverse the trend. The forum touched on issues such as welfare of Ghanaian citizens in Senegal, the Supreme Court case, its ruling and implications, the biometric passport acquisition and malaria control, among others. The Minister for Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, announced the intention of the government to establish a seaport at Etuabo in the Western Region. He announced that work on the Freedom of Information Bill had moved from the executive with possible introduction of a moratorium to facilitate it to become law. Ghana's ambassador to Senegal, Yakubu Abdullahi, urged the citizens to embrace the idea of the Ghanaian community.
That was a news desk report.